just days after the deaths of two black men in Louisiana and in Minnesota at the hands of police officers and the mass shooting and killing of five cops in Texas, I was bombarded with questions. My 8-year-old daughter had been playing games on her tablet and accidentally clicked on a news app. She asked me what happened in Dallas. My partner and I sat her down next to her 9-year-old sister and began to explain. We also told them that as a black family, we may encounter challenges that their white friends may not. The tears quickly followed. When I got back to work the next Monday, I shared that story with my colleague, James Gideon. He's an African-American man in his 50s with 4 children in their 20s and 30s. Unfortunately, he says, he's had the talk with them about how to conduct themselves around police more times than he can count.
If you're a black family, you've had this conversation with all your kids, whether it be the boys or the girls.
Last year, young black men were 9 times more likely than other Americans to be killed by police officers, according to a study by The Guardian. Each incident looked slightly different than the other, but they often began the same way, with a traffic stop. Gideon can't recall how many times officers have stopped him.
Wow. If I had to put a number on it all my life, I'd say it's in the hundreds.
The violence adds to the long list of responsibilities of parents and teachers across the country. How do they help children make sense of it? Why is it happening? And what can be done? But particularly in communities of color, the question quickly becomes, how do we keep our people safe?
All of a sudden this blanket comes out as a parent because you're worried about them going out and, you know, basically being black.
It's the talk that black American parents and educators know is necessary, making sure to prepare young children of color for possible outcomes when they encounter police. Bonke Awupetu McCullough now works as a professor and education consultant. She taught at a Rochester high school for more than a decade and says schools need to be a resource kids can turn to.
Educators, if we don't see it as a part of our responsibility to have these conversations, then shame on us.
Awupetu McCullough says parents and educators outside the black community should broach the subject too, once they understand the issue.
If I take the time to kind of bottle up my own feelings, to meet you where you are and address your curiosity, then you therefore now have the responsibility to act on that information.
April Acock agrees. She's a mental health counselor with her own private practice in the city. No matter the age of the child, her advice is to listen first. But she says when filling in the blanks for the child, pay attention to your words.
We may use different phrases such as, oh yeah, that white officer did this. And what happens is kids start to develop an association. And so they start to associate all white officers as not being nice or bad guys.
Acock says you should consider the child's maturity level and keep the conversation age appropriate. You should also try to remove the child's fear.
And then that's when you start talking about healthy ways to do something about it. Rather it's a fundraiser, rather it's volunteering.
Gideon and other black parents say, though they want their kids to know their constitutional rights, they also want them to be careful not to provoke a police officer's fear.
They've already formed their opinion prior to reaching that window. It's once they reach your window, your conduct is kind of what makes them unwind.
Acock says after the recent violent events, parents should encourage their children to talk to school counselors. She adds that pediatricians can also offer support. But parents like Gideon would rather sit the kids down at home, tell it like it is, and hopefully keep their children out of harm's way.
If you don't teach that way, then your kid kind of gets a shock, just like the media shocks you. You know, you don't want that.
Sasha Ann Simons, WXXI News.